please help the new show now. After more than 13 years, this podcast will cease to exist after September 30 without your support. Please donate now at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you.
Howdy, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 27th of September, 2021. We've got the best technology news that happened over the weekend. And we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, it's Monday, and you know what that means. Microsoft's going to roll back some updates. Windows users out there, I'm sure you're aware of the KB5501 update. Well, Microsoft's rolling that one back. Why? Well, you know, the same old, bugs. Now, the bug, kind of a big bug this time around. This update actually is found to cause problems opening files and apps. There's actually several versions of Windows that are affected. Windows 10 versions 21H1, 20H2, 2004, 1909, and 1809. Versions, not years. And even the Windows 10 Enterprise Edition. Microsoft says the resolution might take a while to hit all the systems that are out there. And if you haven't done a restart in a while, it actually might help speed up the process. So you're basically going to do what you always do on a Monday. Restart Windows. Video quality on Twitter. Yeah, most people say it sucks. Apparently, Twitter has taken some constructive criticism and now are promising better video quality for uploads. That's right, your new video uploads for Twitter will now appear less pixelated and in definitely better quality, at least according to Twitter's official support account. Apparently, what's happened, Twitter has removed the pre-processing step when you upload your videos, and that is apparently what's responsible for the issues. Be forewarned, however, though, the Twitter Media Studio, if you are using that platform, changes are not live there yet, so more than likely, if you create a video there, you're still going to have pixelation. And also for your old video uploads, yeah, those will still remain the same. Improved video quality will now only be available moving forward. Lots of people been receiving their iPhone 13s out there, be it mini or max. Unfortunately, though, if you got an Apple Watch to complement your iPhone 13, it's not unlocking. Yep, the unlock with Apple Watch feature seems to be deader than a doornail right now for new iPhone 13 devices. In fact, Apple says you might be seeing an unable to communicate with Apple Watch error. These issues actually started creeping up on Reddit's forums of all places last Friday, and they've grown bigger and bigger as more phones have went out, of course. Though it doesn't just seem to be affecting just the iPhone 13 models. We've also been seeing a few iPhone 11 Max models out there as well saying, yeah, it's not communicating as well. Now, the folks over at Apple, they didn't say what's causing the problem. All they said is, it's going to be fixed in an upcoming software update, which I guess has kind of become commonplace now. You just upgraded iOS 15, well, here comes the next one about 4 or 5 days later. In any case, that update, whenever they do release it, will definitely fix the problem. And finally, speaking of Apple, are you subscribed to Apple TV Plus? You're probably not, are you? You wouldn't be alone. The folks over there at the Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, yes, better known as the IATSE, have kind of let something slip. That slip? Well, less than 20 million subscribers for Apple TV Plus. At least this is according to the folks over at CNBC. Now, we all know Apple's never publicly released subscriber numbers for their streaming network, and maybe there's a reason for that. Although, let it be said, the IATSE, they do have a bit of invested interest right now. Their union is actually preparing for a possible strike after negotiations with production companies have stalled. And yes, in effect with that, it's also affecting Apple TV Plus because of the big budget shows that are exclusive to the service. Now, of course, Apple and even the IATSE, they didn't respond to all of the big rumors going around right now. More than likely, Apple won't. And as far as getting the actual truth of real subscribers for the streaming service, we may never know. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. As you know, September 30, we don't want it to be our last show. And we're very, very close to saving the show. But we need your help. Please, if you love this show and you can help us and you can donate, britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions, literally for as little as $5 a month. That's less than a cup of coffee nowadays. You can help keep this show alive. And I do want to say for those that have stepped up already, particularly for a lot of our members in our Slack room, thank you so very, very much for your generosity. We're really, really hoping we can reach our goal in the next 4 days. The British Tech Network? Well, of course, you can find it on the social platforms, Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and yes, I just spoke about it, our BTN community at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of the fun today. So come on over right now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, it's a brand new week. Let's get it started right. Have a great Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.